saying, powerful niggardry at work here.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 74 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stoop Day.
I command our black nigga soul back to the depths of hell.
Tonight, we're going to talk to you, longtime member who just resurfaced after a long hiatus. Skillet is going to be with us.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by chimpout.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
And I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a nightstick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
Well, we had that contest going on in the last episode where you had to predict what object a nigger was going to rape next.
Yeah, we had a lot of good entries. I don't think anyone's won it yet.
Okay, well, give it time because niggers will not stop raping. So what have people guessed so far?
We have the floor, a picnic table, fireworks.
Fireworks. Oh, wait, fireworks? That was done.
What?
Yeah, some nigger shot fireworks off of his dick and filmed it.
Oh, that was fake, man. I saw that.
Yeah, it was fake. All right, never mind.
It was totally fake. He just took a rubber dong out of,
yeah,
you know, out of his mama's drawer.
Yeah. Or his own drawer.
Yeah. We have a toilet, a knot hole.
Jeez.
A waddy melon.
Yeah.
Soda machine.
What?
A soda machine.
If it sells grape drink, maybe.
Maybe some Orange Crush.
Yeah, it'll get crushed for sure. What else?
We have a whole roast turkey.
A whole roast turkey?
Yeah. Maybe they leave the giblets in for that and make it a little tighter.
Oh, it's giving me the giblets. That's disgusting.
A refrigerator. I hope they're not. Well, actually, I hope they are talking about that ex-football player.
Oh, yeah. William Perry. Whatever happened to that nigger? Is he dead?
He probably died of diabetes, obesity, and coronary disease.
You think he's related to Seti Boo?
I think it's his dad.
It's his dad, yeah.
We also have a vacuum cleaner.
I could see that.
Yeah, a Jenkum bottle, which I thought was a Shibun's ass.
Yeah.
A cadaver.
Yep.
A hole in the ground.
Jeez.
A Barbie toy. Well, of course it would be the white Barbie doll.
Well, yeah. There's a nigger Barbie doll now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had to discount them at Walmart because nobody would buy. Even the niggers wouldn't buy the nigger Barbie doll.
I would buy one just to, like, light it on fire or something.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, that would be your little prop, which you... put firecrackers and M80s on 4th of July.
Right, exactly.
Because you get in trouble if you do that to a real nigger.
Well, yeah. So what else? That's it?
No. We have a bagel or a donut, an electrical outlet, or a department store mannequin.
Wow.
That's a pretty good list.
That's an awesome list.
So which one are you going with?
Well, I don't know if I can even... I mean, are we allowed to participate in this?
No, we're not participating. We're just putting our best guess on who's going to win this
for what
nigger rapes.
Boy, I don't know. The picnic table is funny to picture, but I can't
I just don't know how that would work exactly. So I'm going to go with hole in the ground.
I'm going to go with cadaver.
Oh, yeah. Good choice.
That's the most logical one.
So we're going to talk to Skillet tonight.
All right. Yeah, she was a moderator when I first joined the site, and she disappeared for a little while. She had some personal things she took care of, and now she's back, and we're glad to have her.
That's right. And so we're going to talk to her in just a minute.
This is Jeannie D, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stupnig.
And you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not.
It is so good to finally talk to you guys.
Yes, oh, it's great, Skillet. We're glad that you were able to join us. And how's everything going with you?
Good. I'm fine. Physically, I'm feeling much better. I took a medical hiatus. And I'm doing okay. I really am.
Good.
Chimp Out always keeps me in line. Chimp Out, I don't know what I do without Chimp Out. It's definitely my family. You guys are my family. You guys are wonderful.
Aw.
That is so true. I have some really great friends on the site.
I know. I honestly, well, I won't get into too much about my family, but I don't feel any kind of connection to them. A lot of them are libtards.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, yeah.
Are you adopted or what?
No, I'm not. But the people on my mother's side, I really don't get along with. I share DNA with them, but that's it.
Right.
And fortunately, I have no contact with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm much closer to the people on my dad's side.
Well, yeah, I know. It's the same way with my family. I'm not very particularly close to anybody in my family, you know. But it's weird how Chimp Out becomes like your second family. I mean, how many times has something happened to you during the day and your first thought is, oh, I can't wait to post about this?
You got
yeah, no
it.
Shit.
You got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. And you know what? The first people who have ever come to my rescue are the people on Chimp Out.
Really?
And really. I mean that. Seriously. And you know, I was number 34.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The old timers.
I know you were a fixture on the site when I joined.
Oh, well, I don't know if I'm a fixture, but I definitely feel I belong there. I just, you guys are wonderful. What can I say? And I missed it. When I was away for a while and recuperating, I really missed it. And it's, what can I say?
The one thing that I really miss about the old days, Skillet, is, do you remember the old chat that we used to have?
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
It was.
Well, you know what? I actually posted something in the shout box about that. What in the world happened to it? My guess is it was abused.
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
Too many people got drunk and got stupid in there. Too many cases of butt hurt, so they just pulled it. I know.
Oh, my God. I missed it. I lived there. I
know.
Like I said, I remember the old days and all the, you know, well, I don't mean to wax nostalgic or anything, but it still is a wonderful place. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. And I finally am on Chimp Out Radio. I can't believe it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because your screen name is Skillet, and we know that you like to bake muffins. What's the whole story about the muffin thing?
When I was 5 years old, I got Penner's Easy Bake Oven. Okay. You guys are probably too young to remember that, but I got a Kenner's Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, no, I remember the Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah.
Do you?
It had a light bulb in it.
Yeah.
And the light bulb would heat up, and that's what would cook stuff?
Yes. Well, it was was so neat because you would put the batter in and my mom would help me make it, and you would put the batter in and you'd put it in these cute little pans, and then it would go through like an assembly line thing, actually, and the light bulb would bake the cakes, and they turned out wonderfully, and I just developed a real fondness for cooking and baking, and I haven't really been up to par with the cooking and baking group, but I really do love to cook. I have some really cool recipes I'd love to share, including some Native American recipes.
That's right, because are you 100% Native American?
No, 50%. 50%. On my dad's side. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I love to cook, and I'm very much into, when I was recuperating, I kind of got back to my roots, and I started doing a lot of crafts and, you know, making all kinds of things. I actually, this is probably going to sound weird, but I would love to have a loom and I could weave, so I could make some things. But
so you can make some hair weaves for niggers?
No.
She's going to make chimp out blankets.
Yeah,
that would be cool. You know, I think we should auction stuff like that off. Like, everybody make something or do something that you're good at, and then people can bid on it. We'll have an auction.
Well, did you ever see that South Park episode where they did the smallpox in the blanket?
Yes.
No.
Well, we should do that with chimp out, but infest it with sickle cell and give it to the niggers in the ghettos.
You know, I would love that. You know, where I live, and I'm not going to give it away, but I live west of Philly, but it's really bad. It is so bad. You know, it seems like everywhere I look, I see the low slung pants, and I see, you know, just the T&B, typical T&B.
Oh, yeah.
And it's heartbreaking. It is. And what I would really like to do, I can't post, but
right.
I'm sure you guys understand.
Sure, we do.
I mean, my people have more of a gripe, but I'll let it go at that.
Do you think that Native Americans hate niggers more than, say, the average white person?
I can't speak for every tribe, but I will say that, you know, we tend to rise above it. We tend to be, you know, we have a lot of pride and quiet dignity. And I think, yes, I would have to say that the people I've come in contact with who are part of my heritage feel exactly the same way, but we handle it differently, you know. You know, yeah, sure, you know, whatever, things have been done to us, but, you know, you have to get over it, and I don't think coons ever learned how to do that. And
no, they don't get over anything.
No.
They hold a grudge. If you owe them 50 cents, they'll hunt you down in 20 years and murder you.
Exactly.
Even if you pay it.
You know what kills me is the niggers that claim they're Indian.
Oh, don't even.
I had a nigger on a job site one day, and he's telling me that he's part Cherokee, and I'm looking at him going, well, you look straight up like a bush nigger to me. You know, I'm thinking that to myself, and he goes, you can't tell by my hair, and he points at his head, and I'm like, dude, it's just as nappy as every other fucking nigger.
Well, I think instead of Cherokee, he was trying to say he was part chimpanzee.
I think you're right. But, you know, we're a very proud people, and, you know, it just, you know, what are you going to do? Like I said, if I said how I really felt, I would no longer be a member of Chimp Out, and I treasure my membership. So what can I say?
Right.
You know, it's a wonderful community, and I'm just so tickled to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Your avatar is a character from an animated film.
Actually, I changed my avatar recently. That actually was my previous avatar was Boo from Boo. Monsters, Inc.
Boo?
Boo, the little girl who, yeah.
Who
the
what?
Little girl, Boo, her name's Boo. I don't know if she has a last name, but Boo was the little girl who somehow got into the factory where Scully and the little one-eyed dude, I can't remember his name, she somehow got through her door, and she was just cute as Christmas, and I adopted her as my avatar, especially the one who was the one picture where she looks like she's so pissed off. She's just ready to kill the world.
Yeah.
And that's my... But I've since then switched to a picture of an actress from the silent days, Mabel Normand.
Oh.
Mabel Normand she's my current avatar. She was, in her day, she was something. She was a silent screen actress, beautiful. She had a very tragic life, and she died very young. She actually died when she was 37, and I'm kind of a silent film buff, and I always have been intrigued by her and what she's had to deal with in her character, and she dealt with a lot. I won't get into it too much here, but she was involved with, there was a director in the 1920s who was murdered, William Desmond Taylor, and she was a very good friend of his, and her life was just very, very tragic. She was just a sad sack, and
yeah,
and she was very talented, so she's now my new avatar.
Okay.
We'll bring Boo back. I think Clorox has the best avatars, actually. I always was kind of intrigued by Gorilla Poacher's avatar. I don't know who that is.
He lives out here by me. He's we just had him on a couple episodes ago.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm always intrigued by pictures from history and whatnot, and I kind of was, I don't know, I was intrigued. The whole monocle thing and the whole, I love history. What can I say?
Yeah, he said he chose that picture just because the guy looks like he would be a gorilla poacher, but it's really just, it's just some author.
Yeah, it was some writer from Holland or something like that, he said?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so tell me, what have you guys been up to besides maintaining the fort?
I went to this church this morning out of the blue, right? Because I wanted to tithe, you know, and I don't belong to church. So I went to this place. I just started driving around. I'm like, well, the first place that's open at 11 a.m., I'm going to. Yeah, so I went to this place, and, you know, it was all right. It was friendly and everything. And then I walk in there, and I see, of course, the token niggers are there. And I'm like, fuck!
Were they wearing the giant purple fucking hats?
No, they were wearing the African shirt thing.
Oh, God. They had that, like, squared-off skull cap?
No. Okay. No. But they had that big, long shirt, the African thing that they always wear, you know, mm-hmm. with no buttons or whatever the fuck that thing is. And, okay, and I'm not making this up, but there was a toilet on a platform, and they spray-painted it silver. And it was
that the altar?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a nigger church, but it was like a super libtard, touchy-feely come as you are kind of sit there and eat drink coffee while we have the serving thing in the pews. Yeah, and no, it turns out that it was some kind of mock trophy that they had, and it was named after somebody called Ivan Oder. Ivan Oder. And I thought it was a joke. I'm like, haha, that's real funny. It turns out they really had a guy there named Ivan Oder. Can you believe that?
Oh,
shit.
God.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, and it's a toilet. It's a toilet sitting there in the front. Isn't that nuts?
At a church.
At a church!
So, I guess you won't be going there next Sunday, huh?
No, and I almost got up and left, but I'm like, there's no way I'm going to find another church. It's a quarter after 11. So I gave him my money. I put it in the purse and all that, and I stuck around. I was nice to everybody, and then I got the fuck out of there.
Well, we went to Walmart today to pick up some just general shit. And I guess the nigger church in the areas had just let out, and it was nothing but purple pimp suits and big purple nigger hats, you know, the shit they wear to church.
Yep.
Oh, God, I know. It's the same thing here. You know, I just no comment.
Why do niggers even bother going to church? They're doomed anyway.
I know.
They don't have souls. What are they hoping? I guess they're there for the communion wine, hoping that they'll get drunk off of it or something.
Well, you know what? It's funny you said that, because I'm a real animal lover, and I read about that nigger so-called vet, and that really made me angry, because I love animals. And the fact that, first of all, that he was allowed in veterinary school really made me mad, because it's harder to get in vet school than it is medical school.
Well, he probably walked in there, and they thought that he was, like, the experiment. He was the subject.
Yeah.
Some kind of ape man, and they were like, yeah, come over here. Yeah, but he had funding, so they took him in. Hey, let's do that. Let's do that story. Can we dig it up?
I think so. I think
it's going to piss you off.
That's all right.
I think someone posted it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's in Feral Monkey Shines. Let me go find it.
Okay.
So what is the deal with this chimpanzee veterinarian? What happened?
A cruel vet kept sick pets in squalor, botched operation, and even held one dog ransom until their owner agreed to pay for more treatment, according to her.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And the thing is, at one time, well, I'm an RN, but at one time I really did want to be a vet, but the competition to get into veterinary school is just incredible. I mean, you really can't get in, and it's worse than medical school. And to think that this ape got in, and of course we know their behavior, and you know, animals instinctively avoid them. They really do. And
yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they have to, otherwise they'll end up being eaten.
Oh, I know. God. But anyway, that thing had no business being a vet. It really didn't. And when I read that story, it literally, it broke my heart. It did. Because I love animals. And to think that something like that was in charge of them, it just...
It's sick.
It is. It is. And, well, like, if I didn't have Chimp Out, I don't know what I'd do. Because let's face it, guys, I mean, we have to be politically correct in whatever jobs we have and in society, unless, you know, I'm not saying that's a cop-out, and I'm certainly not saying it's right, because it's not, but to
survive. No, but you got to earn a living and maintain, you know,
right
standards of behavior.
Right, exactly.
And that's why I think a lot of chimpers, and this is what I do, is should be self-employed or at least have like a part-time income of something that you own where nobody can fire you.
Oh, darling, I'm working on it.
Good.
I'm working on it. I want to be so, oh my God, I can't stand it, especially in healthcare. It's so unfair.
I know. Just,
you know.
There are so many Shibu nurses, affirmative action nurses, that are just deadly because they're so incompetent and stupid.
And you know what? When I took the boards many moons ago, you had to be, well, first of all, it was a 2-day exam. And now they practically hand this piece of paper and say, well, okay, you're an RN now. And, you know, it makes me so angry because it's not just giving out pills. It's a whole separate discipline than just being, you know, it's hard to explain. But, you know, to me, I take it very seriously. And it's a profession I love. And I always have loved it. And what really did me in was the ER. I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I read the yard tales and oh my God, it's like, I can relate to that. I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, someday I'm going to write a book. I really yep. am. I'm going to write a book.
We just had a chimper write a book.
Oh, who?
Levi Kuhn wrote a book.
Levi Kuhn, yeah. He just wrote a book.
Really?
He wrote a children's book that explains cultural Marxism in terms that a 4-year-old can understand.
Oh, my God.
And it's published. You can get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yep. We'll put a link in this show's thread.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, or PM Levi Kuhn and ask him the title. You can buy it. I looked at it. It's only $10.
Yeah, and it's really? Called, I think it's called A Tiger Bites.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is so great.
I know.
Oh, my God. I am planning on doing that. I really would because I have so many stories. And it just, it's, you know, well, if I started talking about all of them, I'd start crying. And I don't want to do that. Especially yeah. this be my debut interview.
Yeah. Don't think of it as a radio show appearance. Think of it as a group therapy session. That's what it is.
I am so glad to talk to you guys. You have no idea.
Thank you.
It really, you guys are wonderful. And, you know,
well, thanks.
I mean that. I mean that. And coming from someone who really, well, you guys are my family. What can I say?
Aww.
I love you guys. I missed you terribly when I was away. And, you know, I just want you to know I appreciate everything you do. And anything I can do, just let me know.
Okay.
I'll send muffins or whatever.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Whitey. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, please visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Hi, this is Mark Picorum. I was now earning a decent wage for a decent job. I'd be listening to Chimp Out Radio.
I just can't say enough what an honor it is to talk to you guys.
Aw, thanks, Skillet. We've been trying for so long to get you on the show, too. I'm glad that you finally got a chance to do it.
She's almost as elusive as Miss Anne.
I know.
Well.
Are you guys like in the witness protection program or something?
No.
Jeez.
No, I'm very shy. And, you know, it, well, what can I say? I'm very shy, and I like to keep a low profile. I do what I can, and it's just such an honor to talk to everybody. And oh, I hope I can meet you guys face to face real soon.
I'll bet you probably could, because I mean, you've been gone for a while. Did you know about the GTFO tour?
No.
Yeah, I sold my house in 2010, and I left Michigan. I drove around the country, and I got to meet all kinds of chimpers face to face.
I met
Nut Nice and Birdman and Thin White Line and American Apartheid and Wild Trout.
Oh.
Bunch of other people.
Well, in the meantime, I have to tell you guys about my adventure in Washington, D.C.
You were in Washington, D.C.? What happened?
Not this weekend, but last weekend. I went to Washington, D.C. I don't live too far from there. I'm near the Maryland border, actually. Okay. Pennsylvania-Maryland border. And I went to D.C., and oh, my God. It was just, you know, people say Atlanta is really bad. Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you.
Really?
Washington, D.C., oh, my God. And my friend and I, and she went to school there. She went to American University down there. And she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe this place. We took the Metro, and we went to Ford's Theater, and we went to a couple places. We found a really nice nigger-free restaurant, and, you know, it turned out okay, but, oh, my God, they were everywhere. Sea monkeys, they just breathe. Oh, gosh, our country... I really do think I'm kind of rambling here. Forgive me, but I think Romney really does have a chance. I do.
God, I hope so. I'm so sick of that stupid looking nigger up there with the big ears.
Well, you know, Romney's never going to be. What can I say? He's very analytical. He's almost robotic, but he's not stupid. The problem is, I think he has a problem connecting with people. And, you know, I mean, my God, the man, he's wealthy, you know, and he's white.
Yeah.
Dare I say it. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I really am. I'm hoping that he turns out to be, well, I don't know. A lot of people are not happy with that chimp. And that.
I know.
Don't even get me started. Oh, my God.
But the people that are happy with him are the communist bankers that are in charge, and they're the ones that determine who the next president is, you know, the powers that be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, by the way, Whitey, who is the current governor? You have that liberal guy, Jerry Brown.
Oh, we got that Moonbeam Brown. And you know what?
How did he get elected?
Again,
there's a limit for governorship in the state, and he already served two terms, but he was the attorney general when he was running. So he interpreted the law that he's not affected by that two-term limit because that law went into effect after he had already served his two terms. The guy's,
loser. Oh, my God. You know, I really feel for you guys who live out in California. I mean, my God, it just, you know, words fail me. What can I say?
We have just too many damn stupid people out here.
I know.
I think it's the pot. There's so much pot out there that people just remain stupid. They get stupid and they stay at that low level of mental functioning.
Well, we've got a lot of meth heads out here, too. That's a big problem out here.
That's terrible.
Right. Well, DJ, you're from Michigan, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, God. You don't... Oh, honey.
I know. I know. It's bad.
Well, please tell me you're not anywhere near the toilet.
No, actually, I'm not. I'm right smack dab in the middle of the lower part of the state, so it's 100% humans over here. Well, no, it's like 95% human. You know, we still have the occasional niggers, you know, but...
Well,
tell
me, can I ask a dumb question?
What?
What is a rockfish?
Oh.
That's a drowned African.
Okay. I kind of thought that, but I wasn't sure.
That's a good question. A lot of people don't know that.
You know
but
what?
It's such a funny term.
It is. Oh, my God.
Hey, this is Kid Clorox, and when I'm not making goofy animated GIFs, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Well, you guys are wonderful, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Well, you have my handle, and you know how to get a hold of me. And if you have any questions, give me a holler, and I'll do it again. Gladly.
Sounds great.
Okay. Good night, you two turtle doves.
Okay.
I love you. Muffins on the way.
Yeah.
Good night.
Bye. To the elephant. Thanks for listening, Chimpers. We had a lot of fun. Don't forget to tune in 2 weeks from today for the next episode of Chimp Out Radio. In the meantime, we want to thank Levi Kuhn for his work on his book, which since the taping of this show has won the coveted Chimp Out Pulitzer Prize. So be sure to congratulate him and buy his book. Who knows, maybe he'll send you an autographed copy. That would be cool. The contest is still open, Chimper, so if you have an idea of what a nigger is going to rape next, be sure to post it in this thread or last week's thread. Doesn't matter, we'll get it. And if you're right and the nigger rapes what you predict, then you will win the coveted Chimp Out Radio Contest Award. That's it for us, Chimpers. Have a great day. Be proud of yourselves. And don't take any shit from any niggers. The tiger.